With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. An elderly man in San Juan County, Utah, has died of the plague. He was the first Utah resident to be diagnosed with a flea-borne illness since 2009. San Juan Public Health Director Worthy Glover says an investigation found the man probably did contract the illness in the county on a semi-rural property where prairie dogs interact with free-roaming pets. Glover says the disease is treatable with antibiotics, but the man delayed getting treatment because his symptoms did not seem severe. According to the CDC, a total of 12 cases of human plague have been reported in 7 states since April 1st of this year, including 4 in Colorado, 2 in Arizona, and 2 in New Mexico. Plague bacteria are commonly present on fleas carried by wild rodents, including prairie dogs, rabbits, squirrels, and chipmunks. Glover advises Four Corners residents to clear rodent-attracting debris from around their homes, treat pets with flea powder or collars, and use caution when dressing game during hunting season. Anyone with a persistent fever and cough should see a doctor as soon as possible because, Glover says, it doesn't have to be a tragedy. And in other news out of Utah, a new judge has been assigned to a case involving a 2014 ATV protest ride near Blanding that drew national attention. In May, San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman and Monticello resident Monty Wells were convicted of 2 misdemeanor charges related to the ride, which took place in Recapture Canyon on a road closed by the BLM. Lyman recently filed a motion seeking a new judge for their sentencing because U.S. District Judge Robert Shelby, who oversaw the trial, has a friend who is the legal director of a Utah environmental group. Shelby then voluntarily recused himself. The new judge, Jill Parrish, has set a status conference on September 3rd in Salt Lake City. For KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.